Fresh, fresh, fresh. Willem sings tunelessly. He has a terrible voice. Roach, bream, herrings, cod. Then he rings his bell. She is alert as a shepherdess to the ding-dong of her darling in the midst of the flock. Maria jumps up. She wipes her nose on her apron, smooths down her skirt and pulls open the door. It is a foggy morning. She can barely see the canal beyond the pavement. Willem looms out of the mist. Hello, my lovely. His face splits into a smile. What have you got there? She says. Give us a look. What do you want, Maria, my duck? He shifts the basket onto his hips. How about a nice fat eel? How do you like it? You know how I like it, she chuckles. How about stewed with apricots and sweet vinegar? Mmm, she sighs. Willem cannot believe she loves him. I came by yesterday. Why didn't you open the door? Oh, the vegetable man was showing me his carrots. You teasing me? I was at the market, she smiles at him. It's you I love. I'm like a mussel, closed in my shell. It's only you can open me. She steps back and lets him into the house. He dumps down his basket and flings his arms round her. Oh, your fingers! She leads him through the voorhuis, along the passageway, down the steps into the kitchen. He pinches her bottom as they stumble across the sink. She yanks the lever. Water gushes out of the tap onto his outstretched hands. He stands there as obedient as a child with its mother. She rubs his fingers dry and then she sniffs them. He presses his body against hers. He presses his knee between her thighs. She nearly swoons and kisses her. You can't stay long, she whispers. They're both at home. She pulls him with her into the bed in the wall.